This diagram illustrates the relationship between the New Zealand curriculum and the English language learning progressions. It shows the pathways that English language learners are likely to follow as they acquire English language while they learn at age-appropriate curriculum levels. Put simply, this means that when learning within the curriculum, students will need extra scaffolding and explicit teaching of the language of each curriculum area in order to access this learning. This will include the specialist vocabulary, how to read and understand its texts, how to communicate knowledge and ideas, and how to listen and read critically. On the right-hand side of the diagram, you will see colours representing all the learning areas of the curriculum. It also shows the expected curriculum levels that students are working at. You will also notice the key competencies are at the heart of this diagram. This reminds us that explicit and effective English language instruction will develop learners who are confident, competent, and self-regulated. Look at the bottom left-hand side of the diagram. You will see the stages of the English language learning progressions for different year band levels. That is, years 9 to 13, years 5 to 8, and years 1 to 4. One important message shown here is that the pathway towards appropriate curriculum levels for older learners may be significantly longer than for younger learners. However, we must also remember that not all learners will begin at foundation level, particularly if they have had previous instruction in English. Another way of describing this is that we would expect learners in years 1 to 4 to reach the expected level of their peers more quickly than learners in years 5 to 8 or years 9 to 13. By the time learners in year 1 to 4 are at the end of stage 2, they are nearing their peers. Learners in years 5 to 8 who are at the end of stage 3 would also be nearing their peers. Learners in years 9 to 13 who are in stage 4 are close to the level of their peers. At these stages, the English language learning progressions may not be the most appropriate document to track and monitor progress.